Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out and listening to the pod today. A new era has dawned. The draft is over and the Bears have gotten their selections. Caleb Williams, obviously the pick that everyone's been waiting on for maybe over a year. Rome Odunze. Karan Armagaji, local kid, at tackle in the third round. The punter, Torrey Taylor from Iowa in the fourth round. You know he got a lot of work because that offense at Iowa was basura. And edge, Austin Booker out of Kansas. And there's a bunch of free agents that are going to find their way to Hallis Hall over the next few weeks too. But this is a starting over that the Bears are doing. And it's so interesting to me, and I'm going to talk with our guest, Chris Emma, about this in a little bit, that Ryan Poles feels comfortable that enough to talk about the rebuild of this team and this roster, the turnover of this team and this roster kind of in the past tense. That now you can start looking at this team as the opening of the competitive window. That's the way that I've been phrasing it. I don't know how comfortable the Bears would be with that, but that's how I'm phrasing it. The competitive window is open. I do think that it's fair to look at the competitive window. Well, we joke about this on the show as the Raheemy Doctrine, because I think Layla's assessment of this is brilliant. It's the idea of what's the contract length of your best players' contracts. That will define what the competitive window is. And if you look at the extensions for Montez Sweat and Jalen Johnson, those would be your two best players. That right there lets you know what the deal is. That the window's now open. Now, it's hard for Caleb Williams to jump into a project that is ideally set on being a playoff team. Like, it's, I want to say for the record right now, what we're getting ready to do to Caleb Williams is not fair. And it's brought on by the fact that C.J. Stroud had an outlier of a rookie season. Is it possible that Caleb Williams has a similar one? Yes, and I think the Bears have actually done a really good job of putting together a roster that would give him the opportunity to do it. The fact that he's got two veteran receivers that he can lean on, that Cole Kmet has really come into his own as a tight end, that now you start talking, as weird as it sounds, like the Bears have what I think is a top seven tight end. Some people would say top five, looking at his production last season. You've done some things to improve the running back room. The offensive line is still a question, but because the defense is so good, because you have players that you spend a lot of money on, you've made moves to get to the point where you could ideally drop the quarterback in and everything's going to work out. Now let's see how it goes. But these are fun times. So I wanted to invite my buddy Chris Emma on. Emma covers the Bears for The Score. He does a great job writing. I love talking with him about it because he's seen a lot now. And we're going to talk about it. So this is our conversation about the Bears having quite the weekend and starting anew.
I mean, look, it was a great weekend for the Bears and kind of the last steps you hope to getting this roster into the phase of the competitive window and opening this thing. And I really like what they did. It's only five picks. They made 21 and combined in the first 2 years of Ryan Poles, but he sees his roster in a great place. Consider that he's turned over almost the entire roster, except for the few guys that he wanted to hold on to. This is all the way top to bottom Ryan Poles' team. And you got the pieces now where you can go out and compete. Ryan Poles called it an impact draft. And that starts obviously at the top with Caleb Williams, who after years of watching this guy and then months of truly evaluating him and building up this draft profile, you felt confident and it was all in the bag that you were going to go get him first overall. So Roma Dunze, a guy who's such a great compliment for Caleb. I like what Matt Eberflus was saying. He's like, I can't wait to see these guys grow together. And that's what they're going to do. And then, you add depth pieces as well. You add a tackle in the third round that you feel really good about. You go get the punter, which I think kind of raised some eyebrows, but it's not just a punter. It's the best punter. It's a guy who's a massive upgrade. Might be one of the best punters, if not the best in football, going in right away. And then you go out and you get your pass rusher when you think you're going to go another draft without getting that guy. Austin Booker, a kid who's raw, 21 years old. A lot of talent. They feel really good about him as a developmental piece and somebody who could ultimately be the right complement opposite Montez Sweat. So Ryan Poles feels really good. You got that sense talking to him after the draft, and this team is in a great place moving forward.
When it comes to Caleb Williams, from the people that you talked to, the film that you broke down, what do you think the Bears think is special about Caleb?
It's the processing element, by far, without a doubt. It's different. It's not just different from Justin Fields. It's different from a lot of great NFL quarterbacks. I'm not afraid to say that. Just watching the way this kid plays, watching his tape with so much of USC and even back to Oklahoma as a freshman, it's natural. It's just so natural for him. He's got such a great presence when he's in the pocket of feeling pressure, of understanding his progressions, knowing what coverages are being presented, what he needs to do with the football, and then the talent takes over, right? It's twofold with these quarterbacks. You have to have both of those. And, I know the Bears have moved past Justin Fields, but look, that guy had tons of talent, but the processing element was never there. That was his fatal flaw and why he was never going to be that guy for the Bears. Caleb Williams has a processing level that's advanced stepping into the NFL, and it's only going to grow he gets more comfortable, and he's got great targets around him, but DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, now Roma Dunze. He's in a really, really good spot. He's got all the infrastructure around him. Look, the thing that stands out to me, getting to know him as a person now through now multiple interactions and truly understanding it, like, this guy has been preparing his whole life to be great. And that's not just lip service. That's not an expression. Like, think about it. He was a five-star recruit coming out of Washington, D.C., goes on to Oklahoma, makes the big move to USC, wins the Heisman Trophy. He's been the presumptive number one pick for like 2 years now in this draft. Everything in his life, not just in football, but off the field as well, has been building himself towards being this star. It's one thing to have the demands of being a great quarterback. It's another thing to expect it of yourself. That's not a given for a lot of these guys who step into the NFL. Caleb Williams has been ready for this moment. I think he's absolutely all in for this challenge, and I think he can handle anything thrown his way.
How do you think the Bears will go about making sure that he can hit the ground running in his rookie season? Because it's, look, Emma, you've been around the game now, man. I'm not trying to call you old. I'm trying to call
you're
me.
10, buddy. You're 10 here. Yeah. I'm getting there. I feel
right.
Trust me, but yeah.
Right. I've known you since you were a student and now you're a 10-year vet of covering this league. So, you know, what we saw from CJ Stroud last year was outlier stuff. Like, it doesn't usually happen that way for rookie quarterbacks. And you've seen two of them the last, you know, the couple generations here with the Bears, with Justin Fields and Mitch Trubisky, where yep. the first year for those guys was rocky. What do you think the Bears will do to try and make this as easy as possible for Caleb Williams to hit the ground running and really make a step forward for this team?
Well, one thing that's important, there's not going to be a Mike Glennon. There's not going to be an Andy Dalton. My understanding from talking with people around the organization, it's going to be Caleb Williams, day one of OTA, starting with the first team offense. They're not going to do a you got to earn this job. They're not going to bring in the veteran stopgap of you got to beat out this guy who doesn't really have much of a chance. Like, there's none of that. And that's a Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles thing. Matt Eberflus trusts these young guys, these rookies, to step in and play a large key role. Ryan Poles obviously has done all the legwork along with his staff to understand this is a guy who's not going to be overwhelmed by any small little thing as a rookie going into this. He's ready to start day one. There's going to be none of that nonsense. He's going to get every opportunity to work with this group. The Bears, I don't know if it was ever going to work with Trubisky or Fields, but they certainly didn't do him any favors by putting him behind the veteran and trying to make them earn that. So this is going to be Caleb Williams' job, and they feel really good about everything they have around him. It's the supporting cast. It's, you know, Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and Robodunze. It's having the running game. This is still a run-based offense now we're talking about with DeAndre Swift and with this offensive line that's been suited for this scheme. You got an OC now in Shane Waldron who – I know Luke Getsy had his faults, but he implemented, along with Ryan Poles and his staff, this system of offense that the Bears, they have continuity in personnel. They have continuity in scheme. Shane Waldron's goal now is to take what was left behind and evolve that. And I think he's absolutely the right guy to do it. Every little detail. They got a guy on staff in Ryan Griffin who people don't really know much about. He played in the league for a number of years, was behind Brady for a bit. He was brought in part just to kind of really be a mentor for Caleb Williams. You know, a guy who's going to help him through some of the struggles of understanding what he needs to do as a rookie and overcoming any little hurdle he has. Like, every little thing from top to bottom, from Poles and Eberflus down to a guy like a Ryan Griffin or having people around him, like Keenan Allen, for example, is a security blanket. Like, they feel they got every box checked to help this kid forward now. He's been put in a position to be successful. And look, Lawrence, I mean, this is Caleb Williams, during his top 30 visit, asked Ryan Poles and the Bears, why isn't it worked out for these guys before me? Why are we in this position as a franchise? And they said, look, the organization in the past has not been in a position to do this right by quarterbacks. We are now, is what Ryan Poles told them. Caleb Williams believes it. Ryan Poles believes it. And they feel really good here moving forward.
With Romodunze, I think it was Herb Howard who asked the question. I thought it was pretty good. He was talking about positional strength in the draft. And saying, hey, is maybe the third wide receiver better than the second offensive tackle in making the choices and what to do? Why? Because it seems to me, from the reaction of Caleb Williams and the reaction of Ryan Poles talking about, man, you know, Ian had to stop me from jumping up and trading for Romodunze. Why were they so confident that Odunze is the right fit compared to some other positions of need that could have been addressed at number 9?
Yeah, Ryan Poles kind of answered that a bit. The first thing he said when he was asked a question similar was the character. This kid has character off the charts. He's an unbelievable human being. They feel really good about the person they're bringing in. But think about him now from the football standpoint. One of his great strengths is the possession ability, to go up and get it and be in that comfort blanket on third down where you need to make a play, you need to get the ball and move the chains. That's going to be your guy. He is excellent on third down. Malik Davis is a great receiver, but Romodunze is better than him in those spots. They feel really good about what he, along with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, as a trio. When you put those three guys on the field, Keenan Allen's been one of the best guys on third down in the NFL. Think about what third down means throughout the course of a game, but also for a young quarterback trying to lead an offense and establish, you know, these long drives and Stack these wins. I mean, it means so much to have somebody like that. Robidoux separated himself. They really believe strongly in him. Think about the guys that were there on the board now. They could have had the first defensive player off the board. They could have taken that edge rusher. Jared Verse was a guy I was really high on. I love what he brings. He's kind of that power rusher opposite Montez Sweat. I would have made a strong case for Byron Murphy, and I know that was kind of a popular name, but I think he could have addressed that three technique position really, really well and feel like you got that engine that drives Matt Eberflus's defense. But it had to be Robidoux. If he was available, he was the best guy there. Fits a position of great need and really builds up your offense to a point where, as Matt Eberflus said, it's going to be really tough to contain some of these guys when you get them all three clicking at the same time. So it had to be Robidoux. They were ready to trade up. That's not lip service. I mean, they were legitimately ready to make that move up, whether it's to seven with the Titans, eight, or wherever they needed to go to get him. They were ready to do it. He fell to them, and they felt really fortunate.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now that you've had the chance to cover Ryan Poles through a couple of drafts, what do you think is his strength now? Like, do you feel like you've got an idea of what it is that he's looking for?
So I look at Ryan Poles through the mentors that he's had, the three general managers under whom he's worked. And he was hired by Scott Pioli, who was data-driven guy coming out of New England, a lot of success when he came into Kansas City. Then I worked for John Dorsey. He was more of that old-school scouting type. And then I was with Brett Veach at the end of his time in Kansas City, who kind of took them over the top to be in that championship organization. He's kind of implemented elements of all three of them. The analytics department is real, and that's live in that draft room. They were calculating every single, you know, the probabilities, especially as leading up to Robidoux, for example. He said it was ultimately like a 50-50 shot of whether they were going to get it, but they play out every simulation. They work through so many different data-driven details in going through this process. And that's a little bit of the Pioli influence. But the John Dorsey influence is really something that you feel in that room. John Dorsey was a guy, despite being kind of old school in nature and leading a front office, he's a scout at heart who trusts those around him. That's what Ryan Poles is as well. He's got a really good, bright brass around him. Guys, both that he inherited from Ryan Pace, but also guys he inherited from like the D'Angelo days. And then he's got a lot of his own guys as well he trusts. Obviously, Ian Cunningham is right-hand man. Craig Koziel, who he brought along with him from Kansas City. And Jeff King, who he inherited from the Pace regime. And he really trusts these guys. He'll put a lot of assignments on their plates, along with the assistant coaches as well. There's a true connection between those groups. The collaboration, I know that's the word that we kind of cringe at from past year's press conferences, but that collaboration element is real, where these guys truly do connect well. And Ryan Poles uses every bit of information. He's not somebody who it's my way or the highway with these picks. We're going with the guy that I want. Like, he's going to put everybody in charge with different things and really trust their intel. And I think that's a great strength of his.
It's funny to me that Who's Your Guy is such a great segment that we do on The Score. And
oh, yeah,
one of the names that came up was Amagaji. Someone actually threw him out at us, and we were reading the scouting report, and I was like, man, this is very exciting. He's a Bear now, a kid who grew up wanting to be a Bear. What did you learn listening to him talk about his journey?
I think it's incredible, right? And he's talking about not just dreaming it and living it up as a kid and wanting to be a Bear, but running into Matt Eberflus at Kemper Lakes in the Burbs, that was his dad's playing golf, and finding Eberflus, this is a year ago now, and saying, hey, I'm going to be sitting in your office, I'm going to be a draft prospect, and you guys are going to be looking to take me. And Eberflus admitted, he's like, I didn't really know much about him. I probably heard that a few times, kind of last day okay, and haven't seen the tape on this kid. And sure enough, there he was. He lived up to that promise. He was sitting in Eberflus's office for a top 30 visit a few weeks back, and ultimately he's that guy for them at pick 75. It's a great story. It's an incredible story. It's one that will inspire a lot of kids locally. But he's also a guy who, you know, it's not just a good story. It's a guy who is a really interesting prospect for them. Long limb player, a guy who really fits that athletic type tackle that they look for in this scheme. He'll be the swing tackle this year, and I think he ultimately will challenge Braxton Jones for that starting spot. They kind of put on the brakes, said, you know, it's still Braxton's job. This is a young kid who's got to develop. I'm buying into him. I think he's good enough where he can challenge and be potentially that starting left tackle this season. If not this year, certainly looking toward the future. Like, this is somebody they believe in. They have a lot of faith in Chris Morgan. That's the name you hear a lot about. He's an offensive line coach that's talked about plenty. But look, he's really well regarded. He's great at developing these players. He understands how to get through, especially the young guys. And I think he's going to do a really good job with this kid. And it's a great story, but it's also somebody to really keep an eye on moving forward.
You brought up the punter. Let me backtrack a little bit. Why did the Bears think that they needed a new punter?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just a Trenton Gill thing. Trenton Gill struggles. He's not been what they wanted out of that spot. He's been kind of statistically, by the metrics, one of the worst punters in the league. But this is more about let's be the best in a spot. Let's upgrade. I love what John City, who was the scout that looked after this kid, he said, this is a weapon for us. Like, in Chicago, we understand and appreciate great specialties because of Devin Hester. And a lot of the impact Devin Hester had was the field possession. Troy Taylor's a field possession guy, too. He's going to get you those extra yards. One thing, one of his greatest skills is pinning. He's got placement abilities. I think it was 24 or whatever percent of his punts were inside the 20. Like, he's a guy who's going to be able to really put offenses in tough spots when you are punting it away. Like, it's a major asset to have. I hope people in Chicago do appreciate it because we do love our special teams here in this city, and this is a guy who's going to be a weapon for them. Of course, Caleb Williams said you're not going to be punting much, so we'll see if he's able to. That was his first text message to Torrey Taylor, so I love it. I love it. That's the guy who's already a couple days into this job texted his new punter saying, welcome, but you're not going to have any job here, really.
Okay, last thing I got for you. As this whole thing comes together, it seemed like this week you heard Ryan Poles say that he's turning the page, that now we're done for the most part with the rebuild stuff, and now it's competitive window. Do you believe that's where the Bears are at, and what's now fair for Bears fans to expect from this team in 2024?
Yeah, I agree. You look at this roster, and not just the top of the depth chart, but the depth as well, the guys that you've added. The great teams are built 1 through 53. And I think the Bears, I don't want to call them a great team, but they're surely a good team that can be great. A lot of roster development needed. You're still talking about so many young guys top to bottom that need to continue their development. But you love the upside of all these guys. You love what Ryan Poles has been able to do with this group. And my expectation is for them to be in the playoffs. I think I'm at that point. I don't know if I was there a couple months ago, but you start making a few more of these moves where it's not just, hey, let's be in contention. It's an expanded playoff now. It's seven teams out of the NFC that are making the postseason. You should be in there. They put a lot of work into, you know, rebuilding. But when you do rebuild like this, there's added expectations and added pressure to get over the hump here. So it's going to be a really tough North. This division is going to be a fight. I mean, the Lions are here to stay. Jordan Love certainly looked like a franchise quarterback last year. And the Vikings, I thought they should have been doing a full-blown reboot, but they're intent on staying competitive. So it's going to be a really tough division. I mean, the bottom of this division might be six or seven wins still. I expect the Bears to be right there. They better be a winning team. They better be at the very minimum in the hunt. But I think they should be a playoff team. If not winning the division right up there, then being that wild card team that's, you know, fighting for something special next season. And having a rookie quarterback is not an excuse. Like, Caleb Williams checks all the boxes of somebody that they trust. They're not going to have any training wheels on him. He's going to have to overcome some rookie hurdles, but that's all natural part of the process. And go be great, man. This is your opportunity. And for the Bears standpoint, like, they believe he's the guy who can step in and be that day one starter and lead them to wins. So there's no excuses here. This is your chance now. Go do it.
Emma, thanks for the time. This is great. I appreciate you being on House of L. And I anticipate that you will be on House of L a little bit more. I got some ideas I want to run by you. So
let's do it, man. I appreciate it. It's been fun talking to you, and a heck of a weekend, man. Look, it's a fun time to be a Chicago football fan. There's a lot of things going for this team, and the vibes are good. It's been a couple tough years, but I think the Bears have something brewing here.
Big thanks to Chris Emma. I think that you're going to be hearing a little bit more of him on House of L. We're going to try to figure out a place for him here at House of L with all the football stuff and the interest in what's going on with the Bears. It makes sense to expand in that direction. So I thank him for this. This has been an interesting week. And it does feel like a week of change where, not that everything is forgiven from a Bears standpoint, but it's got that new car smell to it that even if you are ready to move on from Justin Fields, like it's okay. This is where the next part of this thing goes. It's a new start, a fresh start for everybody, except for maybe Matt Eberflus. Not a fresh start for him. He's got to make something happen this season, and it's going to be interesting to see how much they feel like they can push Caleb Williams and how ready Caleb Williams is for the level of pressure that he's going to see. Granted, being the defending Heisman Trophy winner at a team that I believe at the preseason was a top 10 team, that's a lot of pressure. It's just different. As big of a name as USC is, like we all like have in our brain, like the history of USC football and what it means to Los Angeles and Los Angeles being the second biggest market, it's still not the NFL. Like, even NFL teams in Los Angeles have a hard time capturing the attention of people, and one of them won a Super Bowl. There's a different type of pressure that comes along with it. And I'm glad that whether it's Ryan Poles or Caleb Williams, that there's an acknowledgement of the struggle here, but they aren't married to it. Like, they don't feel it in a way that I think fans do, and the difference between that could get interesting. Like, if fans start to see this thing not go in the right direction, they will kind of innately react in a way that, oh, I've seen this before, this is too bad, this is uncomfortable, I don't like the way that this is headed. Everyone will look back at prior things. Oh, this is just like Justin Fields. Oh, this is just like Mitch Trubisky. Oh, this is just like Rex Grossman. I guarantee you that there will be some Mondays that we open up the phone lines at the Score, and that's going to be people's reaction to things. They're going to freak out about what they're seeing as a harbinger of what's to come based on the history of the franchise. But here's hoping that things don't go down that road. It feels exciting. It's nice when things are new. It's nice when things are fresh. And it's always cool to have like have that level of, man, things are great. Things are enjoyable. Things are fun. The level of optimism that is going on with Bears fans right now is cool to be a part of. So here's hoping that everything, now that the draft is over, now we can get down to business. There's no more guessing anymore. Caleb Williams is the quarterback, and let's go. Let's see where things stand. Thanks for listening to the pod. Thanks to Chris Emma for a great conversation about the Bears, offering us all sorts of stuff that we didn't know. I appreciate your support of this podcast. Please give it 5 stars and write a review. All of that will be helpful as far as placement goes. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.